Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the first broadcast of 2009, world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master and Bill the Engineer. Bill, the producer, yawning.
No. You can smell the new year. You can smell the optimism of 2009.
Oh, is that what that smell is?
Yes.
I thought that was the Mexican.
I believe I'm going to double the amount of dives I do in 2009.
Are you? Yes. That is your New Year's resolution.
Yes.
I like it.
Double the number of dives I do.
All right. Which means
you're going to take me on twice as many trips. That's actually coupled into my resolution for this year.
Oh, okay, so that's why you're telling me.
Well, I figured since it's a resolution for both of us, Greg, I should let you know.
Okay, fair enough. Well, feel free to share your own diving New Year's resolutions with us today at 888-88-SCUBA. We will be delving into them, whether it's just diving more. That's pretty much a kind of a broad-type resolution.
But I'm specifically saying I'm going to dive twice as often as I did in 2008.
And that would be how many dives?
That would be 10.
Okay. No, you did more than 10 dives just in Bahamas, on our Bahamas trip, didn't you?
We were there for 5 days, Greg, total.
Well, okay. But
I did like five dives.
But there were two tanks each
trip. Okay, yes.
So let's say 20.
All right, we'll say 20.
Let's raise the bar 20. Just a little bit.
All right.
For Bill the producer.
Yes.
And you can go any even deeper than that. Any particular
I will go
type
twice
of
as
dive?
Deep.
Okay. But what about type of dive? Like any particular style of diving that you would like to mark off the list there for 2009 there, Bill?
Well, you know what? I would like to do a nice wreck dive. I had done some wreck dives, but none of the boats that are sunk on purpose for going down to see them. I would like to see one of those wreck dives.
All right. Well, you know, it just so happens that is kind of on my list as a New Year's resolution, too.
You're going to sink some more boats?
No, I want to do kind of a wreck dive, but I actually want to do a treasure salvage dive.
That would be cool, too.
And I have been invited to go do a dive on the Atocha off of Key West and dive for sunken treasure. And that is on my list.
I've watched them on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
You know, as much as a dive as that might be, it's really going down there with a giant vacuum cleaner and just sucking stuff off the bottom.
Well, once again, I've never done it, and I would like to mark it off the list. You know,
you've never run a vacuum cleaner anywhere, so you may as well do it at the bottom of the ocean.
Why not? And, last year on my list was to mark off the shark teeth over at Venice Beach and get a megalodon shark teeth. And not only did I get one, I got like three of them. And that was because of my buddy there, Pete from Scuba Board, who's on the line right now. Pete, how you doing, buddy?
New Year, guys.
Happy New Year to you. So, Pete, you heard my New Year's resolution as a diver. I want to do a treasure hunting dive.
Well, dude, down in the Keys is the word to do it. That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, what are you doing down there? You're at the Upper Keys, though, right?
Wait a minute. Before we go any further, have you heard about the latest wreck down here in the Keys?
Well, the Vandenberg. Is that what you're talking about?
No. The one that happened last week.
There was a wreck last week?
Last week, three guys and two girls were on this boat. The three guys jump in the water, leave the two girls up on the boat.
Yeah.
And as they're ascending, their boat is descending onto the Eagle.
How nice.
Two for one.
And what did the girls do that were on the boat?
Well, Well, they actually said, I bet you're thinking, can you guys take us off? So them and their little, you know, they had one of those little purse dogs, you know, little chihuahuas there.
Yeah,
they got off the boat pretty unscathed. And, of course, all the people wanting to steal stuff off the wreck were down in a heartbeat. They had people with rebreathers guarding it.
Interesting. No, I did not hear about that wreck. So,
well, you didn't talk with me yet this week, did you?
Well, I guess I didn't. So, but I'm guessing they.
So
got
it's
it
a
back.
Double-decker wreck. If we're going to go anywhere, we should go to the Eagle.
It's on the bow of the Eagle, and there's pictures on Scuba Board. Go figure.
And now, is it still there though?
Huh?
Is it still there now?
Yes, it does. They don't float back up once they don't bounce when they hit the bottom.
Well, let me ask this question: is the name of the new wreck the Double Eagle?
You know, the first one is the Eagle and the other one's the Oopsie.
Okay, that's fair enough.
And actually Richie Kohler and Gary Mace were on the wreck within an hour of it going down. They were the two guarding it. Gary was undergoing rebreather training, so he got to eat up a few minutes of rebreather time guarding this wreck. Most people think that once a boat is wrecked, that it's open for pillage, and that's not true. The wreck has to be abandoned.
Ah, okay. So they, by going down, are they? You're not serious that they went down and actually went down to guard the wreck because
of that? I am serious. They went down to guard the wreck. In fact, they sent up a lift bag with some valuables, wallets, keys, stuff like that, and someone stole it on the surface. Thinking,
holy
cow!
This
is fair game.
Really?
And, wow. You know, here's the thing. If your car were to break down on the side of the road,
right,
no one's allowed to touch it.
Good point.
Hold on. I haven't heard about this law. If your car breaks down on the side of the road, I cannot simply pillage it?
You cannot simply pillage it.
What if you're in a puddle? Does maritime law apply if you've parked in a puddle?
This is maritime law. Until you abandon even a wrecked vessel, no one can touch it.
Till you abandon. So that means just leaving the vicinity or what?
If you're in danger, you have to leave the vicinity.
Can you leave a note on the windshield?
Yeah.
Same thing with the car. If you're, you know, you're stuck on the side of the road and you got to hike for gas, guess what? They can't go in and steal the, you know, the bumper and the hubcaps.
But if
but it's against the law.
But if it's underwater and there's no other diver saying, hey, this is mine.
Well, that's still dishonest.
Yeah, well, of course. So Richie and Gary went down there to kind of guard the wreck so the crew people or the people that own the boat could get back to shore and get back and figure out a way
That's
to salvage
correct.
It.
The boat is an expensive, a twin diesel, you know, 36-foot, whatever it was, brand new boat, is probably going to be raised at some point. I don't think it's going to be a permanent fixture here in the Keys, so you better come look at it quick.
Wow.
If you fill it with ping pong balls, you can float this.
Well,
do you have any ping pong balls? You only need about a million of them.
Ping pong balls that will not squish under pressure, my friend.
Ah, there is that.
Yeah, there's that problem. So the bow of the Eagle wreck off of Key Largo is how deep?
About 120 feet to the sand, I believe, is what
okay.
it is for the Eagle.
All right.
Maybe 130.
So it's probably in the 80 to 90 foot.
Bottom. I know it's on the bottom of the ocean.
Okay, but no, well, yeah, but I would say if it's on the bow of the vessel of the Eagle, it's probably in the 80 to 90 foot range at least, right?
I would say it's probably, considering the size of that vessel, it's probably more in the 100 foot range.
Okay, all right. But still, that would be quite a photo opportunity.
And it has been quite a photo opportunity. Like I said, there's dozens of pics up on Scuba Board of the newest wreck in the Keys.
That is too funny. All right, we'll leave it to Pete from Scuba Board.
They thought it was funny as they saw the boat coming down as they were going up.
I tell you, this sounds like a story that we've heard Neil Watson
exactly.
tell.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, he took a group of divers out on a dive boat, Pete, and basically they went diving, and then when they came back to the anchor chain, he noticed, hey, there's a lot more scope out on the chain than when we left. And then as they got closer to the site, he realized, hey, there's another wreck there. And they go, oh, man, that's my boat. So instead of
that, he charged him twice.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. He made lemons out of lemonade and charged him for a wreck dive as opposed to just a reef tour. So, you know, that's how you got to get creative on this kind of stuff. So, you know, as far as these people, I feel sorry for them. But, hey, screw it. That'll be a great photo op. And I'd love, you know, I could see the video scene right now. I could shoot my underwater video of a diver floating on the new wreck, right? And you're zoomed in on them, like in the cockpit, like they're, you know, that typical shot where you're having the diver look like he's driving the boat, right?
Except
and
for
then you zoom out.
It'll look like
out.
A real boat because it's brand new.
Well, that's even better. But then you'll pan out and then you'll notice, like, wait a minute, it's on another boat. You know, it's like, oh, yeah. I'm sure somebody has already got that shot. If not, I want 10% of all proceeds to go to CNN.
You're too late, Greg. You're
yes.
too late.
That was my video, underwater video directing skills at their worst. But you know, that would be a good shot to get for sure.
Did you hear my new project down here in the Keys?
You have a nude project.
No, not a nude project. A new, as in brand. Happy New Year, new.
Oh, okay. What is that?
It apparently, the lady who is the new director for the History of Museum,
the History of Diving Museum.
Diving Museum. I'll get
right.
that right.
Okay.
She is not a certified diver.
So she's your new project.
She is my new project, and she's doing wonderful. We got all the water skills done in the pool. Actually, the first one was done like in a sauna. Someone had turned the heat on in the pool, and it was 95 degrees as we did the first pool session.
Nice.
So maybe it was a nude adventure that you're shooting for in the long run. I don't know. But yeah, that sounds cool. So you're actually getting...
Sounds hot.
Oh, okay. But you're getting her certified to dive so she can actually even be more informed on the activities or the devices
exactly.
that they're displaying there at the museum.
Exactly. She had dinner with Richie Kohler and I, and, you know, Richie was just asking, so how do you talk to people? She says, that's the whole point. I can't. I have no idea what it's like to be a diver until today. And that was her first real open water dives. And she says, up until then, you know, they talk BC, and I thought that they were taking a powder.
Exactly. Yeah, or that was, you know, some cartoon character. Some
exactly.
Right.
And History of Diving Museum, you know, what can you, she might have known him.
Yeah, how did she get into that without being a diver, though? That seems kind of strange.
She actually has a master's for managing nonprofit. As you know, the History of Diving Museum is a nonprofit entity down here in the Keys.
I know a tea shop
they,
like that, too.
Do you? I know
they
a radio show.
A program.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, well, but this is designed to be nonprofit. Not just
I know a porn site like that.
Okay, quit that. All right. So, okay, that's cool though. And by the way, where is the History of Diving Museum there in Key Largo exactly? Do you know?
It's right in. It's on the Keys.
It's in the Keys.
South.
Yes, isn't it in the middle?
I think it's mile marker 88.
Okay, but isn't that right there at the bottom part of Key Largo where it forks off into one way, so on US 1?
Yeah, no.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
It's much further south.
Okay, much further.
It's past Tavernier, almost to Isla Mirada.
Okay, well, just do a Google search on the History of Diving Museum, and I'm sure you'll find the mile marker there in US 1 in the Keys. More coming up. New Year's divers, resolutions, and more on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Well, Joe, he's all smiles and fun till we get out on the sea. About the time the waves start rocking is the time his face turns green. Even when the weather's nice, no matter how smooth the ride, you'll always find my buddy Joe
or Greg
hanging off the side. So I said, Joe
or Greg,
while you're busy getting sick and heaving on the crew, I wanted you to know that I appreciate you too.
Why, thanks.
I know that you get seasick, but I'm sure glad you come. You're not just my buddy, you're my chum.
Oh, well, that's nice.
That's right.
Yeah? Okay.
You're not just my buddy, you're my chum.
Well, thanks, Pup. That's Pup Morris, by the way. Diver.
Somebody's got a few little fishies.
And obviously, musician. And you can check out.
Is it really
latest...
as obvious as you're making it sound?
What do you mean?
Nothing. Go on.
Okay. No, it is. Pup Morse, a great guy. We had him on the show a few weeks ago.
Yep.
And I'm a scuba cowboy. I think it's scubacowboy.com is the latest CD. And he has a few little fun little ditties like that to share with you. You might want to add that to your diving music collection for 2009.
Calm down, James. He said ditties.
Yes. Like P. Ditties. Oh. Yeah, you just heard CJ and Jimmy the Helper Boy. They just walked in. For the first broadcast.
This is what happens when we don't have security details.
Oh, yeah. The door's wide open.
Exactly. Well, that's the new facility. It's, you know, we're trying to make it more, you know, more open, as you can see by the fact that we have no ceiling.
Well, they can't see it, but you're painting quite a picture, Greg.
Thank you, CJ.
Theater of the mind.
Yes. Well, that is the... that's the goal. I'm trying to be more open, more welcoming here for the new year. For divers to come visit our new broadcast facility.
Greg, this is radio. You can paint a lie picture like, oh, the entire south wall.
Okay, by the way, our new facility is made of pure gold.
Yes.
All right, just so you know.
I was going to say that polished mahogany everywhere is just stunning.
Thank you.
Spared no expense.
Yeah, what do you think about those drapes? Nice. Well,
the west wall is a 50,000-gallon aquarium.
Yeah, the saltwater aquarium is amazing.
Wow.
In my mind.
Put your feet up, folks. Getting pretty deep in here. All right, so anyway, 2009 diving resolutions. Last week we made the list for best dive movies ever, and we came up with a pretty nice list there that is now posted in the Scuba Radio forum.
I actually rented one last night. I rented the Fool's Gold.
Yes, what do you think?
Did you not bad?
Yeah.
Pretty entertaining. Not a lot of diving, but some.
Did you feel more, you know, in tune with the whole thing now that you knew that it was shot in Australia as opposed to the West?
I felt informed.
Informed, and that's all I did.
Actually, I don't remember that part. But
you know, I did. I said, I told you, when I was in Australia, Port Douglas, that's where they filmed that movie. Even though they said it was Key West.
Like I listened to you ever.
Well, good point.
On that same theme, last night I made from memory a bust of Jacqueline Bisset out of butter.
Nice.
Whipped or...
eventually.
Needless to say, Bill has a high cholesterol count this morning.
Yes. So much for that resolution.
I knew he was a sculptor.
Yeah. Go figure. Well, that list of diving movies is there in the forum, and you can add to it if you want to go there. Just go to scubaradio.com, and you can click on Scuba Radio Forum and find the post, and then you can add to the list as you see fit.
I saw it at Best Buy. Speaking of that list, I saw that like the super deluxe edition released DVD of Thunderball.
Oh yeah,
if you're into that,
it was a great dive theme,
which was
scene in that. Yes.
Oh yeah, the whole like last hour.
Well, I'll bet you that DVD probably has the special that I saw on the filming of the underwater scenes.
You would hope so.
Because that was pretty
I might
neat.
Have to go pick that up like as soon as we get out of here, because yeah. Now that I'm talking about it, I want it.
All right, so your new diver's resolution is to refer back to last week's show and look at the list and go rent every movie for 2009 and watch it.
What?
There he goes, not listening to
you're
me
making,
again.
Well, James is pointing at a computer, a picture of you and Andros with a plunger.
Okay, quit surfing porn funny. On the web.
That's not porn. That's,
oh.
It's much
you
worse.
You sure about that?
Plumbers.
Yeah, how did that picture get on there?
Hold I don't
on.
Know. I never saw that
you
one.
You don't remember that, Greg?
That looks like Coral Caverns.
I blocked that out a long time ago.
That's Coral Caverns, yeah.
Did you have an issue with your toilet?
Well, we won't go there.
I'm sure it wasn't their fault. I mean, I'm sure it's all your fault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You did you did puke on that trip.
I did?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Oh,
that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, yeah. So what are you saying? I'm your chum.
Sure.
Yeah, see? I was your chum in Andros. Matter of fact, we're going to check in with Lucia on the island of Andros in the Bahamas here in just a bit on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We need joke around a lot here at Scuba Radio. However, we take quality seriously, especially when it comes to the Scuba Radio shirts and hats we offer for sale at ScubaRadio.com or as giveaways during the show. Look, we wear this stuff too. And no, you deserve better than a t-shirt that's going to be stretched out or faded after one wash, even if it is free. So we went with Designated Diver Sportswear. Designated Diver simply has the finest selection of dive wear on the planet. Look for the Designated Diver brand and find dive retailers around the world. And check out their new designs for 2007, including the new Seabones Pirate line at DesignatedDiver.com. Use promo code SCUBARADIO to receive 10% off your order through December 31st. Plus, all orders over $25 will receive a free Designated Diver dive flag auto tag while supplies last. Stop by the Designated Diver outlet store on your next dive trip in Florida and enjoy even more great savings. Located in St. Augustine, just 10 minutes off I-95. Call 888-433-4837 or visit DesignatedDiver.com. Quality clothing designed specifically with scuba divers in mind.
That's Designated Diver Sportswear.
It is the first broadcast of 2009. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Diving New Year's resolutions. That's what we want to hear from you. 888-88-SCUBA. Feel free to chime in and share your own. Bill the Engineer is here. Of course, CJ and James, who are my dive students and cohorts in crime here periodically on the big show. I have a couple things on my list. I mentioned I want to go on a treasure hunting dive, CJ.
Cool.
Off of Key West. That's on my list for 2009. And go out there and try to find some gold.
Do you have a plan? Do you have any shipwrecks you're looking at finding?
Or? The Atocha. That, okay. Actually, that was already found. But but supposedly, you can still go out through the Fisher family, like Mel Fisher's
right?
group.
Yeah.
And you can still work with them and go out on a treasure salvage dive on the Atocha. And they're still pulling up silver off of the Atocha. So that they've invited me to go do that. And that is something that I have on my list for 2009. That is my New Year's resolution, is to mark that one off the list, as they say. How's that sound?
That's awesome.
Do you have a doubloon limit?
No, but you can get silver bars, I think, and little gold reals or something, or whatever they call them, pieces of eight.
Arr.
Yeah. You know, but maybe you don't have to go to the Keys. Maybe we go back to the Bahamas.
Let's do it.
But, I don't know. Lucia is on the line from Andros from Coral Caverns Resort. How you doing, Lucia?
I'm fine. Happy New Year's to you, everybody.
Hey. Happy New Year.
Back at ya. So, Lucia, we've been talking about things we're going to do for 2009. Obviously, we want to come back to Coral Caverns Resort and do some diving, but one of the things I do personally want to do is go on a treasure hunting dive.
Okay.
And do you think you guys ever find any of that stuff off the coast of Andros or no?
No, but you know, we were laughing about Atlantis the other day over in where is that place? Nassau. And
right.
You know how they talk about the lost city of Atlantis, and we were laughing about that, and I watched this thing on TV right after we were laughing about it. And have y'all ever heard of the Bimini Road?
Yeah, the Bimini Road. They think that's where it was, underwater road to the to Atlantis. I'm very familiar. We'll talk about it next. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You mean they were only scuba divers?
Professional sea scavengers. This phony head hid the scuba mask. The fin on the back concealed a scuba tube. The flippers on the feet actually helped them swim faster.
Lucia is our guest right now. She's at Coral Caverns Resort, coralcavernsresort.com on the web. Check them out. They're on the island of Andros. And Lucia, so you're telling us about the Bimini Road in relation to the fact that I want to dive and find treasure. So what is your point there? What are they doing in Nassau?
There was a show on TV the other night by these two people that have found the Andros platform, which is just like the Bimini Road up at the north end of Andros. We didn't know it was here, but it is. I saw the show. They found it. I think we should go find it again.
So the Andros Road goes to where? What is that? Was that supposed to go to Atlantis, too?
Well, it was an Andros platform, not necessarily a road, and they don't know how far it goes. Every time a storm comes, it kind of covers it up, and these people that did the show ran out of money. So I think we should go up there and find it.
All right, so but what is the Andros platform? What exactly is that supposed to be?
It's where aliens land.
Oh, okay.
It looks like a road with grids and... just like the Bimini Road was built. They think it's the same design.
All right, so a landing site for aliens. It could be that.
Or a landing site for scuba radio.
I'm
not sure.
It sounds like something worthy of discovery underwater, and that's the bottom line.
I need to investigate that some more. We've been busy from, you know, the holidays, but, you know, it's up there somewhere. I think we should go find it.
All right, I'm with you. That's the thing. You know, you add stuff to the list. And that sounds like something that that we might have to put on the agenda for 2009.
I think so.
Is to go do some diving in Andros and find some stuff like that.
Now, Greg, I'm curious. You want to find some treasure. What is the legalities involved? If you find treasure, do you get to keep it, or do you have to, go through some sort of process?
Have you ever heard of finders, keepers, losers, weepers? Come on.
What
planet are you on?
I'm sorry, I'm asking the wrong guy. Bill, let me address this to you.
Yes. I don't know. We don't really care.
I think it has something to do with...
jam it in your BC and get the hell out of there?
It has to do with whether or not it's within the territorial waters of any country or not.
Well, isn't it like anything, like if you do it under the table or, quote-unquote, under the water, it's, that's kind of how you deal with those things.
Say you find, like, you know... $500,000 worth of stuff.
Yeah.
Here's what you do.
How are you going to get that back home?
You put it in a plane. You fly it off the coast of, I don't know, let's just say the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
And then you pretend you found it there.
Before. Yeah. Hey, look what I found. This is in my backyard. You know, I found it with a metal detector.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I got it for Christmas, I swear.
And then how do you turn that into cash?
You can't eBay.
CJ, I believe 50% goes to the buy box.
For sure.
That's right. Well, who knows? You come up with it. Well, these are all things you deal with after the fact.
Well, see, that's all part of my fantasy. Once you find it, I want to be able to walk into my local bank and go, I need this.
Lucia, I want you to know that every one of CJ's fantasies involves you.
Oh, good. I'm so excited.
Oh, boy.
That's true, in one way or another.
Now, Lucia, are you running some specials that people can take advantage of right now? I only got a few seconds left. I want to make sure we get it in there so people can join us in Andros or just schedule their own adventure.
Buy one, get one half off, stay three nights or more, we give you a free night.
Oh, nice. So go to coralcavernsresort.com. What's the phone number, Lucia, they should call? Or is it just go to the website and then get it all there?
877-5-ANDROS.
Okay, 877-5-ANDROS. And call up, get buy one, get one half price, and more. It's good stuff. CoralCavernsResort.com.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explore Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explore Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explore Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
You didn't go cheap when you purchased your dive equipment and photo gear, so don't make that mistake when it comes to protecting your investment. Ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center. These high-performance waterproof art cases come in just about every size and shape imaginable. Storm Cases are stronger, lighter, more secure, and feature pain-free press-and-pull latches that are twice as strong as the knuckle-buster designs of their competitors. Don't settle for anything less. Go to StormCase.com and ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 706. Hey, single guys, your attention please. A free pickup line for you. Ready? Come back to my place and I'll show you my tickle stick.
Makes sense. If you're crazy.
Well, it worked for me. Your mileage may vary. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. How you doing today, Jeff?
I'm good.
Really? You seem like you have a question to ask.
Well, I've been thinking, if you were the dive leader and had to coordinate an emergency evacuation, would you know how to do it?
I'd like to think so, but it'd probably be a good idea to talk it through to make sure.
Okay. Let's say you had a diver surface in need of assistance. What's the first thing you would do?
Assess the scene, make sure there's no danger to me, and help the diver get out of the water.
Good. I like that your first reaction is to assess the scene. A lot of folks forget that in the heat of the moment. What next?
Well, assess the diver in distress and provide basic life support and first aid. Then I'd either dispatch someone to contact emergency services, or if I'm alone, contact them myself.
Excellent. Now, let's say an evacuation will be necessary.
And are we on land or out at sea?
Well, let's start with a land-based scenario.
Am I alone or with a group?
You have other divers on site.
Okay. I've had someone call EMS, so I'm going to have the second person call Dan to help facilitate the assistance. Once we get help mobilized, I'm going to have someone meet the emergency crew at a designated point while I remain with the diver and continue providing first aid.
That's exactly right. Communication is the key in an emergency situation, so when you're calling EMS and Dan, it's important not only to let them know where you are, but where the rendezvous point will be. If you're on a site that can't be accessed by emergency services, you'll need to coordinate with them on how the diver will be transported to the pickup site.
But if you have the option of not moving the diver?
It's best to stay where you are and let EMS come to you.
Now, what if I'm alone?
Stay in contact with EMS or Dan, whoever you have on the line. Again, communication is key, so stay in contact as much as possible while providing whatever care is needed. If you're alone, you're going to be dealing with a lot at once, so remember to tend to the priority. If the diver needs immediate assistance, whether it's CPR or some other form of first aid, it's okay to tell the emergency contact what's going on and that you have to put the phone down. Just keep the connection if at all possible.
I'd also be looking to them to provide some guidance.
Sure you would, and you'd be right to do so. When you contact EMS or Dan, you're contacting experts in dealing with emergency situations, so they should be a resource in guiding you through. If nothing else, having them involved reminds you that you're not alone.
Which can mean a lot.
Yes, it can.
So what if the emergency isn't at a land-based site? What if you're out at sea?
Any protocol passengers will have to follow on a boat should be established long before it leaves the dock. If you're traveling with a captain and crew, it's unlikely you'll have to take the lead, but you should be prepared to do so just the same.
Okay, let's say I do have to take the lead.
The primary steps remain the same. Administer basic first aid and contact emergency services. If you're out at sea, this is likely to be either Dan or the Coast Guard.
How are divers usually evacuated at sea?
Well, it depends on the situation and the resources at hand. It may be determined that it's best to head the boat back to shore if conditions are favorable, and that's the fastest way to go. If the emergency dictates it and the resources are available, airlift evacuation may be called into action.
So if you have to coordinate an airlift evacuation?
Well, the first thing you have to remember is that the coordination itself will likely be done by the authorities, whether the Coast Guard or the transport Dan arranges. You'll be given instructions on where to be, what steps to take, and what preparations need to be made.
What kind of preparations?
when you're waiting for the helicopter to arrive, you'll need to make sure that anything tall that could get in the way is taken down. That may include radar and fishing equipment. The only exception would be equipment that keeps you in contact with the emergency crew. You'll need to be able to talk to them. Make sure all loose objects are stored so nothing blows around and causes additional injuries.
Now, what about the diver?
Keep the diver as stable as possible. If you're performing CPR, you may not be able to complete the lift, as the time required to complete it is too long an interruption. But assuming the diver is breathing on his or her own, keep them quiet and stable, and put a personal flotation device on them. It's strictly a precaution, but an important one. Gather any important medical information as well as anything else, including the dive profiles and computers, that may be helpful to those providing medical care following the evacuation.
And once the helicopter arrives?
Stay in communication with them and follow their directions. They'll let you know where they need the boat to be, what speed might need to be maintained, and any steps they need you to take.
Who loads the diver into the basket they send down?
It's likely you'll have to. Remember, though, to let the basket touch the deck of the boat before you touch it. A lot of static electricity can be generated as it descends, and it's best to let it discharge first. Move the diver as little as possible as you transfer them into the basket, and once in, secure them. Include the oxygen unit and other information you've gathered, and signal the helicopter crew when the basket is ready to raise.
You send the oxygen unit?
Remember that an airlift crew doesn't perform rescues for divers only, so they may not necessarily have equipment specific to dive injuries. Maybe they have what's needed, maybe not, but it's easy to help on that front.
Will you have to go with them?
That's a conversation to have with the helicopter captain as you're coordinating the rescue. The crew is likely trained in first aid, but if they're unfamiliar with diving injuries, they may agree to have you or some other qualified person come with the diver. But again, that's a decision for the captain to make, as there are other factors he'll have to take into account, so follow his lead.
Is there anything else we need to know?
Just a reminder that emergency and evacuation protocols should be part of your emergency assistance plan.
Something I have with me on every dive.
You do know what you're doing. Lead on.
We all hope we never have to deal with an emergency situation. But in the event you have to oversee one, know what to do. Include evacuation as part of your emergency assistance plan. And remember that communication is the key. Do that and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And thank you very much. Always good information from Divers Alert Network. Look, it is the first show of 2009. We are looking for your New Year's resolutions as divers. Bill said he just wants to dive more. He wants to double his diving.
Double my dives.
I want to do a treasure hunting dive.
Now, hold on. If we can elaborate just a little bit on my resolution. My resolution is to double my dives by being taken on twice as many trips by you, Greg.
Oh, okay. All right. If you were only a hot girl, you'd, I'd say
I can make some
good
arrangements. I can make some arrangements. I'm not above that.
Plastic surgery?
Well, yeah, what are you thinking? Like a
hormone treatments?
He's already waxed himself.
Hormone treatments?
Oh, boy. That's scary. 888-88-SCUBA. What about you, CJ? You got
I just want to dive more.
Okay, that was Bill's resolution. You can't copy
No,
him.
He said double. He was specific. I'm going to make it easy. I just want to dive more.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, I'd like to get down to the Keys this year.
You would like to get... There. Yeah, you haven't, we haven't...
Oddly enough, I live in the state, and... We've been everywhere else.
Yeah, you want to bring it back. Be a little bit more local.
Yeah.
In that regard. Okay, fair enough. We'll get James here, his resolution and yours. 888-88-SCUBA. Share your New Year's diver's resolution here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You suck. You have to survive. When you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
UW World.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
I dove with sharks and sailed with a friend. I'm gonna go back again and again. I was living it up down under.
Eric Stone.
I was living it up.
I wanna go
down under.
Yeah, don't we all? I mean, I think I'm not alone. I can see. What are you doing there in the chat room, CJ? Well, CJ has been working the chat room, and
I'm just, you know, communicating with the folks.
What is this? Greg is not Santa Claus. Drop the fantasy pal. What the heck is that? What are you doing?
Somebody says you're going to get him a scooter.
I don't know what's going on in the chat room, but it sounds like a lot of frivolity.
Does somebody have some like blackmail stuff on you and
like pictures,
yeah,
video?
Yeah.
No. It couldn't possibly.
It turns out, unfortunately, Greg's life is not as interesting as to warrant blackmail.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just wondering how.
Yeah, it's more like brownmail.
How'd you get a scooter out of him?
Yeah, I don't know. Pay me. That's pretty much about the way you're going to get that. I don't know. 2009, maybe more giveaways. Is that what you're saying you would like to see as your diver's New Year's resolution? You'd like to have the opportunity to win a trip or two or a scooter yourself, CJ? Is that what you're working at? All right, maybe. We'll see.
Scooter would be nice. We'll start with a scooter.
And
I could use a new knife.
A new knife? What, to cut you with or cut me or your dive buddy or what?
No, just a dive knife.
Just to have one?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what are you looking at me for? I'm not going to get you one.
Because you were asking the question.
Okay.
A dive knife with lasers.
Yeah, laser beams.
Laser, they actually make
a laser
underwater
guided
laser
knife,
pointers.
So I can know exactly where I'm cutting.
Wait,
and
boy.
A scope. I want a scope on it.
Oh.
Do they make knives with night vision?
A scope.
Yeah, well, they do,
so
yeah.
I can cut at night.
In case I'm in a dark restaurant, I whip it out.
Same company makes those flying cars that we're all getting in 2009.
Nah, all right.
Yeah. What about you, James? Diver's New Year's resolution. Do you have one?
Yeah, I'd probably like to do a liveaboard.
You want to do a liveaboard trip? Yeah, CJ was just telling him about the Turks and Caicos trip. We were looking at some pictures. Speaking of blackmail, by the way.
Yeah, I had nothing to do with that, of that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that was, can you believe that was a year ago?
Almost. That is hard to believe.
It was last year.
We're going to have to, matter of fact, next week, I'm working with the folks at Explorer Ventures, the official liveaboard of Scuba Radio, by the way. And we're scheduling 4 weeks on board an Explorer Ventures liveaboard. For 2009. So maybe you can get on one of those, James.
Oh, yeah.
How much money you got?
About $25.63.
Okay, that will get you a down payment on a potential spot if they're not sold by someone with $26. No, I don't.
Sounding good, buddy.
All right.
No, yeah, I think we can make that happen. But we'll have plenty of opportunities for you to join us on board the liveaboard, whether it's Jimmy or you at home. Hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.